Good morning. This is your daily Berlin briefing for June 15th, 2017. The City of Berlin and the German Federation have authored a checklist to provide better care for terror victims and their families. It was presented during an Interior Minister conference in Dresden. After the December 2016 attack in Berlin, some of the affected family members had complained that they were abandoned by the authorities. A new centralized institution should make it easier for all parties to have proactive access to information, psychological support, and protection of interests in order to avoid long phases of insecurity. In recent weeks, several dogs, as well as foxes and a boar, died around the area of Tegeler See, as Berlin Briefing reported on May 24th. After investigations, there is new information that the deaths might have been caused by different types of poisoning. For 6 dogs, zinc poisoning is suspected as the cause of death. Zinc is often used as a toxin against root voles. Police have stated that the clues point in this direction. At least 3 dogs died from exposure to blue algae, a poisonous type of bacteria. Samples taken from Tegeler See last week showed high concentrations in the drift line of the lake, likely caused by the warm weather. Sylvia Kostner, speaker of Berlin's Office for Health and Social Issues, or the Legeso, reports that a new strain of the bacteria was found which has not been in the lake before. Legeso is also recommending against swimming in the lake at the moment. 12 dog owners filed criminal complaints between May 18th and June 5th. The Barberini Art Museum in Potsdam is getting a new exhibition entitled From Hopper to Rothko, America's Road to Modern Art. The 68 paintings are coming from the Phillips Collection in Washington, D.C., were created in the first half of the 20th century, and will provide a panorama of subjects and styles from Impressionism to Abstract Expressionism. Featured artists are George Innes, Marsden Hartley, Georgia O'Keeffe, and more. The Phillips Collection was founded in 1921, predating the Museum of Modern Art in New York. The exhibition at the Barberini, which only opened in January, will be open to the public on Saturday and is running until October 3rd. Prince William and the Duchess of Cambridge will visit the German capital on July 19th. The visit is part of a 3-stop German trip, which includes Heidelberg and Hamburg as well. According to British Ambassador Sebastian Wood, the couple wants to personally get in touch with locals in order to refine and deepen the German-British friendship in its diversity and continuity. There are no details yet on the exact agenda of the visit and if there will be an event where Berliners can see William and Kate in public. In 2015, Queen Elizabeth II was greeted by a welcoming crowd at the Brandenburg Gate. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. And if you like what we are doing, tell your friends. Thanks for listening.